Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Habit Hack Thursday. Today, we're talking about a mindset habit hack and actually three tips to help you with your habit loops. Help them actually stick on the weekends when you have to take a work trip, your kids are on a spring break, or just any schedule changes. I was recently chatting with a one-on-one client, which if you didn't know, I do one-on-one coaching. I only have a few spots every month, but I do customized habit loops together with my clients and they get accountability and texting from me. It's one of my favorite things ever, connecting with you all. It's linked in the show notes if you want to hop on a free discovery call to chat about what that looks like. But as I was chatting with this client, we had established some really great habit loops for her. And as she started them, she was like, it feels so good. Like, I'm being productive. I'm getting this workout done. I'm having connection with my husband. And everything was just going so smoothly. But then spring break. Spring break came up. Your schedule is all wonky and different. Now, I can totally relate to this. This just was me the past couple of weeks with my boys on spring break, and a lot of my habits I had in place were not happening as usual. Or I was talking with another one-on-one client, and while her kids were on spring break, she actually had to go on a work trip. And work trips, I don't go on very many anymore, but I used to love staying in a hotel room by myself when I used to work in nonprofit world, and it was the greatest thing ever. But over time, when fitness became such an unconscious habit for me, I was able to make fitness work. But before that, before it was an actual habit, there's no way I could have made that habit stick. Or I know, personally speaking from me in the past, the weekend would maybe be like a fun girls' weekend. We usually do like Mexican on Fridays with my family and maybe have a margarita and just keep the fun going throughout the rest of the next week, and I don't feel quite my best. So this is a subject matter that keeps coming up. It's been brought up a couple of times from my one-on-one clients. It was something that I just personally, you know, went through as well with my kids on spring break. So that's my cue that we need some habit hacks around this, and the show is a perfect time to do that. This is totally relatable, right? You finally just found a flow with your habits. You're in the groove. You're feeling more confident. You might even be noticing like physical changes too. Maybe your pants are a little bit looser. You're sleeping better. Some non-scale victories like that. Ultimately, life will get in the way. It 100% will. Time, which is one of our most biggest challenges, can really throw you off. When you don't have the time or your schedule, your time is thrown off. We tend to have an all or nothing mentality as women. So when that schedule is thrown off, we do nothing. We don't continue meal prepping. We don't continue just moving our body for 15 minutes a day. We don't continue doing a devotional or prayer time. And that's fine when you're going through a schedule change, but I think what the problem is, it continues beyond that schedule change, beyond that work trip, beyond spring break, right? If we can't do it all, then we just do nothing, right? And that's me. That's all of y'all out there too. This is just how we are as women and why we need to do habits differently. Right? This way we can get out of that vicious cycle of always starting and stopping. And honestly, that's more mentally exhausting than the tips I'm going to share with you today and just habit hacking, to tell you the truth. Okay? Starting and stopping a habit isn't creating an actual habit loop, right? It isn't recircuiting your brain to make the habit stick. However, habit hacking does this. So when you have that big schedule change, you're able to pivot and you're not breaking that circuit in your brain with that habit loop. You're making it work, right? The point is, for, like I mentioned before, fitness is such an unconscious habit. And I was able to, when I was doing work trips, be able to still move my body because it was something I craved and something I just found a way to do. We want that habit to become unconscious. And that's what we teach inside of our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Go and grab it. It's linked in the show notes. You can listen to it on the go. We break down all of the biggest challenges for busy working moms around food freedom, mindset, and movement, and give you over 150 habit loops, habit trackers, all of the best highest level habit strategies. So within 21 days, you have a plan. You have a 21-day plan to make your habits stick in those areas from that female perspective. This is Atomic Habits for Women at Work, friends. So one of the things we teach is a couple of these tips I'm going to share with you here. This is for a way for you to pivot and adjust your habits when life gets in the way. So here's three tips. The first one is to move your habit loop. So maybe you get up at 6 a.m. to work out, but you're on vacation and you don't want to wake up at 6 a.m. You want to sleep in. Oh, I love sleeping in on vacation as late as I can. Like it's usually like 7 anymore. I wish I could sleep in later, but I love it, right? You want to sleep in. So just start the habit loop later. Just push it to later. Just because it's not happening at the exact time that you had planned it, that's okay. The habit loop still works regardless if you did it at 6 a.m. or if you just choose to do it a little bit later. Now, if you need more help figuring out what healthy habit are you looking to incorporate in your life and creating just a simple habit loop, go grab the Healthy Habits cheat sheet. I have 60 bonus habit ideas for you around food freedom, mindset, movement that don't take up a lot of time and a simple way to create a habit loop. It's linked in the show notes or you can go to bit.ly/healthyhabitscheatsheet. Number two, this is one of my favorite habit hacks to share with you today, and that is an if-then plan. Create an if-then plan or a backup plan. If we're attending a business dinner, for example, let's say a work trip and you have a business dinner and you're on your food freedom journey, you want to really make some healthy choices for you so you don't feel inflamed. Maybe you were traveling, you feel a little puffy. I know I do when I fly, and I really want to make some healthy choices. Well, sometimes you don't know what's going to be offered. Sometimes there's a lot of extras and drinky drinks and all the good stuff at business trips and business dinners. So the if-then plan is if we're attending a business dinner with limited healthy options, then we'll opt for grilled or steamed dishes and choose water or tea with no sugar instead of like sugary drinks, right? It's when we create a habit loop, we do when I do this, then I will do this. Well, a next layer to that, some higher level habit strategy that we teach is if-then. So if I can't do this, then I will do this. You already have that backup plan in your head. So when you get yourself into that scenario, you're not just like, oh, well, forget it. I'm going to go all in and not feel so great on the other side. Let's give you another example, right? So maybe you're on vacation and you want to continue going to the gym and lifting. Okay. I know my husband's work, he's able to lift at a lot of different gyms. I go to Planet Fitness to like lift lower body, but maybe in the past we haven't found a gym local where we were staying, right? If you haven't found a gym or fitness center during your vacation, then just explore the area on foot. Go for a walk or a hike to stay active. Just do something else instead of your planned workout to move your body. Or let's see, on the weekend, sometimes we get, what is it called? The Sunday scaries, right? We're kind of digging into what all we got to do. We're feeling overwhelmed. Maybe we're not talking so nice to ourselves. So maybe this if-then plan for the weekend could be if negative thoughts or self-doubt creep in over the weekend, then we'll practice gratitude journaling or do some type of uplifting activity, some type of habit like reading a book or listening to a podcast or just getting outside and having fresh air to help you with a positive mindset. And then our third tip today, this one's probably the trickiest, and that is to give yourself grace, okay? Take a couple of days off if these habit loops just aren't working for whatever's happening in your schedule change for the few days, and then get back into the grooves with these tips I provided right here when you are able. Now, I'm not saying do this for like a whole month because I know I've done it too. I'll just start this over when this is over. I'll just start doing this healthy habit when I have more time. Like, girl, things will never slow down. Schedules will always be pivoting, or you always have that invisible load we're carrying and life will get in the way. If you think about just moving your habit loop to later, using an if-then plan, or, and most importantly, give yourself grace, more than likely that habit is going to be super sustainable and be able to pivot through all the ebbs and flows and crazy roller coaster of life and when your schedule changes. So I hope this episode was super helpful for you. I want to hear if you create some if-then plans as well. It's as simple as doing it in your head and then taking action. I am rooting you on, and I will see you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you are ready to take action in creating your own habit loops, then I want to invite you to take the 3-day Habit Loop Bootcamp email challenge. You'll learn how to create your own cue, routine, and reward from that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy that we've shared here on the show. And oh, it's also available audio only too, so you can take it on the go while your mom Ubering around town. Just go to bit.ly/habitloopbootcamp. It's linked in the show notes as well to start taking action now. And if you love the show, the biggest way you can support me and other mamas like you is to leave a quick written review so we can help more mamas stop dieting and start training for life via habit hacking. Love and appreciate you.